This isn't building me up. This is tearing others down. I can't do that anymore. That's not me. That's not who I really am. And so I'm setting some boundaries. And it may also cause you to pull people in. Because you see God start working and you start. One of the things that I have determined this year, I'm not just speaking to everybody. I'm no longer in ministry for everybody. My job is to prepare the remnant. And if you ain't the remnant, I'm not even interested in you anymore. I'll ask God to send an evangelist to bring you into the kingdom. But my job, my part of the ministry of Jesus is to prepare the remnant. Anything other than that, I don't have the giftings and I don't have the time. And I'm going to free up that evangelist from trying to quit it, beating up the remnant to go get people saved and send them out and say, go ahead and get them saved, bring them in, and we'll find out who's remnant quality or not. Come on. This is my calling. I would love Bishop Jennings. Was it Jensen or Jennings? Jennings? The one preached last night. Jerron Williams. I would love to be able to sing like that, brother. If my wife and my son in the faith don't sing with me, dogs run. I only get that anointing when they're on. I wish I could preach like that. I can't preach like that. But God's not called me to preach like that. That's His anointing. That's His way. And He gets a lot done when He does it that way. I get the most done when I do it the way God has made me, because I am an unhewn stone in the hand of God. Quit letting people put you in a box. It's time to brush off the dirt and to find out what shape you really are. Because they've piled on clay and they've tried to make you a brick. Time to knock off the excess junk to see who you really are. And then when you do, flourish in it. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. Come on. Because this is a year of jubilee. A year of getting your stuff back, of getting your destiny back, of getting your purpose back, of getting your true spiritual shape back, of what you and your life is supposed to look like when you see it in the spirit realm. It's time to get that back, but you got to be willing to fight for it. You're going to have to kill some giants. You're going to have to clear out some Philistines and some Jebusites and some Pezusites and tell them, get off my stuff. This is my life. This is my family. This is who God's called me to be. And then invest in yourself to grow in it. Roll up your sleeves and work at it. Come on now. Say, I may be just in diapers this year, but I tell you what, God's going to give me the supernatural anointing. Because it's a year of jubilee, and by the end of the year, God's got a pair of Dockers for me to put on. Supernatural growth. A catch-up anointing. To get you where you should have been if the devil hadn't done what he done. But you got to be willing to throw off the weights and run. Throw off every weight that so easily besets you and run. This is the year to run, to fight, and to run to the battle. And then to have your footprints on the enemy's back because you ran over him, because he was nothing but a bump in the road on the way to your destiny. That's where we are prophetically. That's why your bishop has said, it's time for some hope. It's time for the blueprint. It's time to find out the way it's really supposed to be and start following the pattern that God has given you. Mm. I want to pray for you guys this morning.
Yeah, put this right over this way. I knew he wanted it.